Today, Canadians hold their second national election in as many years, and it appears that Prime Minister Paul Martin's Liberal Party will be replaced by the Conservative Party. The Liberals have been in power for 13 years. They've been very dominant for much of that time, and so many wonder just how much of a political revolution is taking place now. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
By Canadian standards, the 55-day campaign was very long, but the trend never changed. Week after week, the Liberal Party's support slipped away, while its main opponent, the Conservative Party, led by Stephen Harper, ticked upwards in the polls. 8 weeks ago, few expected a Conservative victory, but today most commentators think it is inevitable. The party leads the Liberals by almost 10 points in most polls. On his campaign plane yesterday, Harper was already acting smug, explaining his expected victory.
I felt almost from day one that we were doing what we wanted to do, getting our message out, and the surprise for me from early on was that the Liberals didn't seem to be doing that. At first, they didn't seem to be even trying to do that.
Harper did run an excellent campaign, by all accounts, and Martin did not. But the fall of the Liberal dynasty has less to do with the campaign than with what preceded it. The Liberals were still mired in a financial scandal that started over 8 years ago, but came to a head just months before the election. Also, after four electoral victories, many Canadians were simply tired of the Liberals. The Liberals' main tactic has been to try to scare Canadians by painting Harper as a George Bush clone, a radical neoconservative. His occasional far-right pronouncements are, without a doubt, his biggest weakness, something this Liberal ad focused on.
Canada may elect the most pro-American leader in the Western world. Harper is pro-Iraq war, anti-Kyoto, and socially conservative. Bush's new best friend is the poster boy for his ideal foreign leader.
Harper is certainly much farther to the right than Martin's Liberal Party. He is likely to be much more in sync with Washington's agenda and be a close ally of President Bush. Most commentators here say that Harper is a small government fiscal conservative. He is not a social conservative, but his party is home to the more radical social conservatives who, for instance, would like to ban abortion, an idea that has little support in Canada, and reverse Canada's decision to allow gay marriages. A large majority of Canadians would not support a radical social conservative agenda, but Andrew Coyne, a prominent political commentator, says that Canadians really aren't giving Stephen Harper an unqualified mandate.
For swing voters in particular, is what they're saying to Mr. Harper is, will you please put your agenda on hold for a little while? We're interested in throwing out the Liberals. We're very keen on that idea, but we'd like to be sure that we're passing it to a safe pair of hands. We don't want to endorse some kind of massive ideological agenda, certainly not at this point, from you.
The other thing that will likely keep Harper from making any radical changes is that it is unlikely he will win a majority of the seats in Parliament. The only way he will be able to pass legislation is to rely on parliamentary allies, none of whom share his political outlook, and all of whom are likely to keep Harper from making any big changes. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.